Okay, hello everybody. How you doing? Chuck Gines here with ChuckGines.com. I'm actually going to take a moment here to respond to a commenter. This is Tim Cronin, I think is how you pronounce it, C-R-O-N-I-N. And Tim writes, he says, everything you said about President Trump over the last few years has been wrong. The exact opposite, all caps, of what you said, wished for, predicted, etc., actually took place. I noticed that you don't cover him anymore. You were challenged to cover the other guy too, you know, the fake president. Your response at the time is that you're only covering Trump. It worked out horribly for you. You disappeared from social media. Another humiliation. Well, thank you, Tim, very much. I wish you had articulated just exactly the opposite of what I said or wished for or predicted. I'm not sure exactly what you mean by that. What I had covered for several years and was very disappointed in that for the first time in American history, Donald Trump resisted the peaceful transfer of power, and he attempted to steal the 2020 election. All of that still stands. I mean, even Mike Pence will tell you the same. All of the evidence points in that. And what I had predicted is that if Trump did not win the 2024 election, he was on his way, along with Mark Meadows and Rudy Giuliani and a host of other people. They were on their way to prison. Luckily for those folks, he won the 2024 election. And so I'm not sure exactly what I missed there. It all stands. I don't know if you noticed, Tim, as far as like making America great again. I don't know if you've been to a grocery store or a gas pump. I don't know if you looked at Trump's approval ratings. They're down in absolute the tank because the economy is absolutely in shambles. The stock market is not the economy. That's Wall Street. And a lot of that right now is a AI and tech bubble that at some point will also pop. But that only helps the top 20%. It doesn't do anything for the 80% of the working class folks who don't have a lot of stock. But anyway, I don't know if you've noticed what the economy is absolutely terrible. I don't know if you've had to buy any hardware, anything made out of metal, screws or nails or anything like that. I don't know if you've had to purchase any of that type of stuff, but it's insane. I don't know if you've been to a grocery store lately and seen the price of food. Luckily for my wife and I, we haven't had to purchase any meat from a grocery store in over a year. We're very much into our minimalistic homesteading, and we produce a lot of our own food, either from what we're raising here on our homestead, or I very much do a lot of hunting and fishing and trapping and spending time up in the mountains or out at the lake. And I don't spend time arguing or covering politics anymore. Not because I'm wrong about things, but because I'm right about things. I'm taking a Platonic position. Christianity later would plagiarize some of this concept in the words of Jesus Christ, be in the world but not of the world. And that comes from Platonic thought. Plato in his time was in a collapsing society, Athens. And the solution when all hope is lost, when the populace has grown so morally ill, is to not participate in the insanity. And so what you're seeing is me not participating in the insanity. After 25 years of being a political pundit and 8 years of photojournalist in Chicago, during that time, I thought there was something worth fighting for. I thought maybe it could be salvaged. Watching Trump to attempt to steal the election, and even more troubling was the amount of eggheads that followed this creep over the cliff. People who are unswayed by evidence, morals, anything like that, and very tribal team, very fundamentalist minded people. And I was just really shocked and amazed and horrified of how many stupid people there are. And so our society is very sick. I noticed you're posting this on my July 4th post, and I don't know if you read, Tim. What I had mentioned in that was that you know, both Madison and Jefferson in their writings and their correspondence, and even John Adams, felt that this experiment in republicanism would last about 200 or so years. And the reason they felt this is they were very much aware of human nature, and they were students of history and knew that civilizations go in cycles. And so they were very wise men. As well, Benjamin Franklin, upon leaving the Philadelphia meeting there, was asked by someone, "What have you given us, sir?" And his reply was, "A republic, if you can keep it, man." And so we've lost our republic, and we've descended back. A republic rose above tribalism, and we're back down into tribalism. And so I separate myself from that. I watch the news peripherally, and I don't get involved with trying to persuade people or inform people of anything with politics. Not because I'm humiliated and wrong, but because I'm enlightened and correct. And so I'm into having peace of spirit and peace of mind and living close to the earth and staying away from so much of that. So the economy is in shambles, and I don't know if you've noticed, but Trump had said something about no longer getting us into any entanglements in foreign wars, forever wars over in the Middle East. I don't know if you noticed, but we've been in a quagmire for about 6 months now. I actually have in-laws in Tehran and Dubai, and I do pay attention to some Colonel Douglas McGregor is a real good, enlightened individual to listen to. I'm sure you listen to Newsmax and Fox, and so, well, of course, we're winning all the time. But, yeah, that's Orwellian propaganda. What you are witnessing is a change of guard, where America is no longer the preeminent military and economic force in the world. And you're watching a changing of the guard on a global stage. It's interesting to watch. We have watched a change in how wars are fought. We're still stuck on the old bombing of World War II. And that's not working. And our bases are decimated over there. Our reputation, our allies see that we cannot defend and protect them. Our aircraft carriers got backed off, if not hit. The years to come will reveal what actually happened there. But this is not shock and awe and kick their ass, Yahoo, in and out. This is this is quite sad to watch. But that's what you're watching. So I don't know what you're talking about, if you'd like to unpack that a little bit, Tim, as far as what you mean by that. As far as no longer being on social media, funny you should mention that. I was just on the phone with my attorney yesterday. I'm in the process of filing a federal lawsuit and thus gaining subpoenas to try to track down legally who the person is that for the past 2 years has used various names and various identities to file fraudulent copyright claims to take down all of my social media accounts. Again, that's no humiliation on my part. That's someone who is very cowardly, very childlike, someone who is unable, obviously, to contend in the arena of ideas, and who likes to destroy things from behind the shadows, and very low-life, knuckle-dragging thing to do. So you're wrong there, too. I'm actually on Reddit, and I also am on Substack, and I'm on my website, which I've always told people that the website is the place to come to because social media accounts come and go for various reasons. I don't have any control over those, and I have some control over my website, and that's where you're leaving a comment here today. So I don't know exactly what you're speaking of, and I'm making this also to let people know that there's a search term out there real popular, what happened to Chuck Jines. And Chuck Jines is extremely happy, extremely well, developing land, building little cabins, lots of hunting and fishing, and my house is for the most part done. We're digging a root cellar that's going to serve two different purposes. One, it's going to provide air conditioning in the house without having to run an air conditioner. And it's also going to be for storage. You guys might know we live without refrigeration, so I do a lot of pressure canning. And I do a lot of smoking and making pemmican and things like that, sun drying meats and into other stuff like that. We live it's not just off grid, because off grid doesn't necessarily mean a behavioral change. There's a lot of people that live off grid, but they want their house to run as if it's a house in the suburbs, and they have $20,000 solar systems to run their coffee pots or run generators. And we don't do all that. We have feet in several different centuries at the same time. But I'm practicing a lifestyle of simplicity. If you're interested in that, sign up for the email subscription here. I'm going to be writing and blogging and podcasting about simple living, simple diet, about not participating in consumerism, not participating in the rat race. There are other options in the world, separating wants from needs, and learning how to live a more spiritual, earth-centered lifestyle. And that's what I'm doing. So I don't know what you mean. Everything I said, the opposite. Again, I don't know what rock you live under, bro. But well, this one quick example. My buddy Jack, we've been friends for almost 40 years now. He's going in for knee surgery on the 3rd, and he's not going to be able to get up the steps into his little camper. So he's been setting up a little camp outside. So that until he does his physical therapy and can be up and about again. And he needed a cot. And I had, about a year ago, maybe a little more than a year ago, I had purchased a Coleman cot at Walmart that's really good. I take it camping with me all the time, and I really like it. And a year ago, that cot was $80 plus tax. And so I ordered him one from Walmart and had it delivered to the Walmart there in Carbondale. And that same cot is $109. Hey, making America. There's an example of Trump making America great again. Instead of he had promised to cut the national debt in half, he's added a little over 10 billion or trillion. I don't even know. Can't keep my mind. I think it's trillion dollars to the national debt. The economy is in shambles. Our military is embarrassing. So I don't, Zog is still alive and well, right? Zionist occupied government. So I don't know what you mean the opposite, man. Pretty much I'm on point. The reason I moved a decade ago, and people thought I was crazy, but I was talking about the race riots and all that stuff that happened. And I seen what was happening and said, hey, let's get on the other side of the river, because we live in a collapsing society. I said that a decade ago. I say that today, and things are exponentially worse than they were a decade ago. I'm dead on with all of that stuff. So I thank you for your comment, Tim. And if you are someone who is listening to this and you're into those types of things, hunting, fishing, trapping, minimalism, non-consumerism, spirituality, an earth-based spirituality, then this is a website for you, and I would encourage you to share my content on social media and to also sign up for the email subscription here, so that when I post things on the website, you can be informed. So that's what Chuck Giants is doing, and really enjoying life. And sorry to disappoint you, Tim, but I don't know what you're actually talking about. If you want to leave another comment, and we can unpack some of that, opposite of what I said, all caps opposite. Okay, dude, whatever you say. All right, everybody, have a great day out there. I'm actually getting ready for a 3-day fishing expedition, and I'm going to try to get a bunch of catfish and put those in mason jars so that we have food. All right, everybody, peace.